Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Ready. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's our topical devotion here on the radio program of 91.5 and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. It's actually the Lighthouse Christian Church website, and you can find out all kinds of information about the church and things that are happening on that website as well. So we encourage you, if you miss the program, to go check it out over there. But we are going to hit a topic today, and I've got a special guest with me. Martita Stanton's with us today. Hi, Martita.
Good morning, Kevin. Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. It's been really great having you on the program. I think we've really been bringing some great stuff and amazing topics to people, and it's challenging. I want us to be challenging to people. I want us to be encouraging to people out there.
I agree with you, but it's not only people. The Lord is challenging me, because every time He brings me a topic, I need to work on it. I need, you know, I don't, when I speak or we talk,
it's not
here,
just for them, it's for you.
Exactly. It starts with me.
Oh yeah, I get it.
And the topic for today, it starts with me.
Uh-oh.
You know, and it was funny, because in the way here, I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and she brought this topic, and I said, oh my goodness gracious, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And it was applying it to myself.
Wow.
And that is.
So you ready to be transparent today?
Yes.
All right. So what's the topic? Tell me.
How do I get my life in order?
That's amazing. What a topic. You know, how do I get my life in order? That's the question.
Yeah. And my daughter said to me today, she goes, Mom, you're so good at so many things that you spread yourself so thin, and you need to learn how to say no again.
Yeah, it's powerful.
And what to say yes to, and how to put my priorities in order.
Oh, that's so good. You know, I heard a message a long time ago about, and it was this, there's, your life is like a train, okay? You have 24 cars on your train. Each car represents 1 hour of your time, okay? And your train is going to a destination, and the goal is to fill your cars with the most profitable things that you can in your life. So you've got 24 hours a day. You know, you want to put gold in your car, not hay. Now, hay has value, but, you know, we want to find where's the priority. What is the most important things in our life so that we can fill our time in our most precious commodity, Martita? Because what's one thing in life that you can never get back?
Time.
Once it's gone. Time. So every hour of your life is precious. Every moment of your life is precious. So what you choose to fill your life with is what you end up cashing in on at the end of it all. With your day, at the end of the day, what did you spend your time on? So that's amazing, because we all have the same 24 hours a day.
Exactly. And being careful not to overload each car.
Right.
They're meant to carry a certain amount of weight.
Right.
And that's us.
Sure.
Years ago, in 2004, I had a dream. And it was a vision, and I went to heaven. And when it was Jesus, and I stood in front of Jesus, and I said, what am I doing here? He goes, exactly. He said, why are you here before your time? And I said to the Lord, I killed your temple.
Right.
And He said, go back and change your lifestyle. 3 weeks later, I ended up in the hospital.
Wow.
And I saw three different specialists. And they all said the same thing. Your body's shutting down. You're dying. There's nothing wrong with you. But every organ is shutting down. And I'm like,
interesting.
What's going on? And then they said, tell me your daily lifestyle. And when I did, they all said the same thing. You got to cut 3/4 of what you're doing. You're doing the amount that 10 people should be doing.
Wow.
He says, you're killing yourself.
You're a little ambitious.
I was like, I wanted to do everything, and it was crazy. I was killing myself.
Sure.
And I was like, but I'm doing the Lord's work, and I'm being the right mom and the right wife, and I'm trying to be everything that everybody wanted me to be.
Right.
And the Lord says, but that's not what I called you to do.
Sure. So what you're basically saying is you are overcommitting.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. And I find myself many times overcommitting because I'm a yes man.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say no. But I love blessing people, helping people, doing everything that I can for anybody because I just love people. So I want to do things. I want to help them. I want to be there for them. And I think, you know, this is going to be a good message for me today.
This is for us,
I'm
right
with you.
Here.
All right. It's for all of us out there. You guys that are listening, you need this too. But I need this in my life today, okay? So you know, because here's the question. Are we stressed out? Absolutely. I'm stressed out, you know, because I'm overcommitting to a lot of things, you know.
Are we sick?
Yeah.
Physically sick?
Some people are.
Are relationships in stress? You know, are we having problems at home with our marriages because we are so stressed out that we're snappy with friends or with
absolutely. So now we're getting into your life, okay? Snappy, ma'am.
So let's start. How can we change that?
Oh my goodness, we could go on. So this is gonna. We'll just give them a heads up. This is gonna be a 2-day program. There's no way we're gonna get beyond this in one program, you know. So. Let's dig around a little bit and talk about some different maybe priorities in our life.
Start with the first one.
All right. What's that?
I'm going to go to Mark 12:30.
Okay.
And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. That is the first commandment.
So what we're really saying here, Martita, is we need to begin to prioritize and structure our lives. And in the first one, according to this scripture, the first priority in any of our lives needs to be our relationship with God.
Oh, you said the key, relationship.
Yes.
Not the doing.
Right.
It's a relationship.
Right.
It's not how much can I do for the Lord, is spending time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Reading His word and meditating on it.
Yeah.
Worship. So let's break that down.
Well, here, real quick. This morning, I get up, right? It's 5:50 in the morning.
Okay.
And I have to use the restroom. So I get up. I go to the bathroom.
Let's be transparent here.
Yeah. I'm walking back to go get back in my nice, warm, snuggly bed. And I felt a little tap on my shoulder, you know, not a real tap, but a spiritual tap on my shoulder. He's like, how about you come get in the Word?
Oh,
so I'm walking by my desk, and I'm like, I'm like, okay, that had to be the Lord, because the devil wouldn't tell me to go read my Bible at 5:50 in the morning, okay? So I stopped, and I was like, okay, because there was a time when, you know, I would get up every day, certain time, do this, and now it's been a little more sporadic, because we take care of my elderly mother-in-law, and it's just a lot of work and stuff. So, but the Lord, He spoke to me, you know, and I had a moment there where I could have said, oh, I'm too tired, God, and made Him less of a priority than sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that moment. So I grabbed it and I went and turned my light on at my desk. And, you know, I read the whole book of 1 Thessalonians.
Oh, awesome.
This morning. And it was really good. And the Lord spoke to me. He showed me a bunch of things in my life that I need to prioritize. So I just, spending time with the Lord isn't, it doesn't have to be regimented. It doesn't have to be a religious thing. But you do have to be obedient when God calls you to come speak with Him and stuff. That's kind of the point I wanted to bring out.
I agree with you 100%, because He's done that to me, where I'm like, but Lord, I was just going to, and He's like, sit and come. And it's amazing, because when you do it, the experience, you know, you hear, because you have nothing else in your mind and you can really receive. And then you start the day totally different.
Yeah.
You know, you're at peace. You're not stressed out. You're when you're in the presence of the Lord, peace, love, it just flows.
Right.
And then you start with then you can think straight.
Sure.
Because if you're stressed out, how many times I've been doing things and I'm trying to figure it out and I can't, and I'll take a walk and I go, okay, Lord, let me just spend a little time with you. And then I come back and the answer is right there.
Sure.
It's like, why didn't I do this before?
Sure. Well, he rewards those who diligently seek him, you know, and he gives us answers to things. So I would encourage you out there to begin to be sensitive to the voice of the Lord in his drawing you and your priorities. Make hearing him and obeying him in the quick moments in life a priority, and you'll begin to see God speaking to you more and calling you closer in those moments.
So let's give a few steps to help people, because they're like, I'm too busy. Oh, I can't do this. Or look, you talked in the church and you said 10 minutes a day, go for a walk.
Right.
And spend it with the Lord. So you're getting your exercise, you're outside in the sun, and you're spending time with the Lord.
Sure.
When you're driving, turn the radio off.
Right.
And start talking with the Lord.
Sure.
Or turn worship music on and start worshiping him.
Absolutely.
But you don't even need music to worship. That's the thing. Worship, it's talking to the Lord, and I can sit there and say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, I honor you.
Yeah, no music playing, but you're still worshiping.
Exactly. So if you're in the bathroom, in the shower, talk to the Lord.
Right.
Listen to the Lord. It doesn't have to say, oh, I have to sit and do this.
Right.
If you start adding them to your daily life, you'll see the difference.
Yeah, I've found that the moments that I'm able to be the most still in my life, because I run, I'm constantly moving, going places, but like I'll paddle out and go surfing, and then boom, I get out past the breakers, and I sit up on my board, and then I'm looking out over the ocean, and there's no waves coming, and the Lord just starts to speak to me. He's like, hey, all right, you're being still. Hi, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what's going on, Lord? I said, will you give me a good wave? No.
And then reading the Word, I found out that, you know, once I start reading it, I fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And then I want to read more.
Right.
And it's not the matter of, I got to read this many.
It's like, why didn't I want to do this before?
Yeah.
You know,
just
why
get
did
started.
I feel like I was too busy? Once you start doing it, I agree with you.
You know, I sit there and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm just going to read a verse. And then I start reading. And then it's like, oh my gosh, this story. I mean, the Bible has so many wild stories that it can really take you into it. And it changes your life.
Yeah, you're right.
What we're trying to do is changing to your priorities and showing you how easy it could be.
Right. So first thing is make time to spend time with the Lord, to read the Word, and meditate on it, and make time to worship. You know?
So when you read
what are you
the Word,
get if you do that,
yes. Yeah, so when you read the Word, if you just read it and you walk away, it does nothing. But if you read it and then think about it,
right,
and then grab somebody, whoever you see, and say, hey, I read this today. What does it mean to you? How can I apply this to my life? You start thinking on it, and it becomes part of your life.
Sure.
And it's simple.
So good.
Simple.
You know, what are the results of that? You know, when we do begin to prioritize God into our life, when we begin to really move towards him, and we're beginning to read the Word, we're beginning to pray, we're making that 10-minute walk, we're setting aside time for him, what's that going to create in our life?
The first thing that you will feel is peace.
Oh, come on.
That peace that passes all understanding.
Sure.
Then you're going to have wisdom.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be guiding you, and you're going to be able to hear his Word, and whatever you talk to him, you'll be able to hear.
Yeah.
And then walk into it.
Sure. And then you get guidance. You get
joy.
You know, joy. Yeah, for sure.
The joy of the Lord is going to fill your heart. I mean, I've been walking sometimes, and I talk to the Lord when I'm walking all the time. And all of a sudden, I'm laughing, and I'm talking with the Lord, and it's like, you know, nowadays it's okay, because if you have those little ear things.
Yeah, people think you're on the phone or whatever.
Exactly.
So you can talk to the Lord and not look crazy.
Exactly. So I'm on the phone, and the other day, I was like, Lord, I wish I could just call you on the phone, you know,
yeah.
to make it more real. And I thought, you know what? Jeremiah 33:3, I'm going to call you. And I'm like, on front of the Bible, yeah. and I'm like pushing buttons like, okay, Lord, I'm
777-7777.
I'm like, I'm calling you. And Jeremiah 33 says, call yeah. upon me. And I will tell you things.
Show you great and mighty things.
That's my phone number to the Lord.
That's really good. So, you know, I love that guidance is one of the results because, you know, there's scripture in Proverbs says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Amen.
As you begin to make God the priority in your life, as you begin to acknowledge him in everything that you're doing, he's going to give you guidance. He says, I will direct your path. I will show you a straight way. I will keep you from stumbling and falling over all the obstacles. And I just think that that is such a powerful thing for us all to understand that as we begin to get our priorities right, as we begin to get our life in order and put God in his proper place, God begins to put all the other things in their proper place because we've put him as the head of our life.
You know, as you brought that verse to me means so much because I went to Puerto Rico years ago and I went to visit friends. It was nighttime and I got lost. And everything was closed down because it was December 24th.
Sure.
And I ended up in the mountains of who knows where, you know, nothing right. around. And it was a cliff on one side, the mountain on the other side, no lights. I don't know where I am. And I actually stopped in the middle of the road and I said, Lord, and I asked for help and five different men told me, you're going to die tonight. You're not going to make it home. So I just pulled over and right in the middle of the road. And I said, Lord, if you don't show up, I'm going to die. And that verse came out of the living waters
right,
came
right.
out and I started saying that word, that verse just started coming out. I did a three-way turn. I came back. I've been lost for 3 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Right.
I have no idea where I'm at. For 3 hours, that started coming out. I turned around. I drove for 20 minutes straight to my uncle's house. Straight
wow.
to my uncle's house. And that's all I kept saying. It just, my yeah. spirit was coming out. I felt total peace, and I went straight to his house.
Wow.
So this verse to me,
yeah,
it's
that's crazy.
Real.
I love it.
It's real.
And God will do that.
Yes.
There's
he
some
will
of you that are
up.
In some situations and circumstances in your life out there that are listening to the program, and you need to reprioritize your circumstances. You need to look to the Lord. You need to trust him in that area of your life. Could be in your marriage, could be in your finances, could be in your health. Whatever it is you're dealing with, you need to allow God to have priority and to lead you and direct you in that moment, you know, and in that situation in your life so that he can bring you to, you know, the straight path, like you
yes.
said. And he will direct your path. He'll make your path straight, some translations say. And you're like, boom, God took me straight to where I needed to go.
And I think how important it is to read the word, because that verse was in my spirit and it came out because I had read it.
Sure.
So it is important to read the word. When you think, oh, I won't remember, the spirit will come it. They will bring it up when you need it. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
So we've talked about the priority of our relationship with God and getting that in order. What about ourselves, Martita?
That is so important.
How do we get my self life in order? My life.
Okay, so let's go to Mark 12:31. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
No other commandment is greater than these two commandments. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love anybody else? If you don't take care of yourself, like I ended up sick. I didn't take care of the temple of the Lord. I didn't take care of
yeah.
myself physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I was dying.
Yeah.
How can I help anybody if I'm not good?
Right.
So I need to take care of myself.
Oh, yeah.
When I eat, am I putting the right fuel? I mean, if my car, I put the best gas
you're
in there.
You're stabbing me here. Come on, man.
But, you know, like my car.
Coming for me.
I want to take care of my car.
Yeah.
I want to put the good gas in it. I want to
change the oil.
Yeah, I got to take care of it. I got to do that to my body.
So what are some different ways for us to love ourselves and honor God?
Okay, so we got to take care of the temple of the Lord by eating healthy, exercising, hydrating, resting. We think that we're superhuman sometimes. We have to sleep. And sometimes we just have to rest. Take a break. Go to the beach. Chill out. You know?
Yeah.
It makes the world of difference.
What about our different ear gates and eye gates in our lives? You know, our own personal lives. We've got to be aware of what we're listening to, what we're looking at.
Who we're hanging around
what
with.
What we're doing. You know, I mean, we get into different things. We do stuff. We get crazy.
Faith comes out of hearing the word of God. What are we listening to?
Right? Or who are we listening to?
Are we listening to problems and fear, you know, all the issues, instead of listening to what the word says and hanging out with people that are going to take you spiritually closer to the Lord,
right,
not further from the Lord?
Yeah. So I think what you're saying is how do we get in our life in order and prioritize for ourselves many times is determining who we're around, how we're positioning ourselves in life, who are we listening to, what other voices, what are we watching, you know,
what are we doing,
video games, you know, all the Facebook stuff, all of that, you know, social media and things like that. We've got to really begin to prioritize how we are allowing the world to influence us personally in ourselves. So, you know, I think this is huge. This is so vital for all of us. And let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about how do I get myself in order.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35 you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, Click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right. We'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church Flea Market Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, we are back, and we've been talking about how do I get my life in order? Topic of the day for me and for Martita. I'm and sure none of you need to get your lives in order out there. You got it all figured out and everything, but we
appreciate
you. And
this is a lifetime experience. It's not an overnight thing.
We appreciate you dealing with us, dealing with our problems out there, you know, because we know none of you struggle with this. But no, for real. I think that the key to all of this, first and foremost, we've talked today about, you know, our relationship with God and then ourselves. And if we're going to really see a victory over this, the first thing we're going to have to do, Martita, is start to take an inventory.
I agree.
We have to start to examine ourselves and our relationship with God and who we are and what we're allowing into our life. And we've got to do that. So what are some different things we could take inventory of?
First of all, I want to share this. Do not feel condemnation or guilt.
Right.
This is not for that. This is so we move forward and get better. So exactly. The first thing I think is we need to take inventory of our physical. How is my health doing? My spiritual. What is my relationship with the Lord? Again, this is not about doing and serving and working. This is about relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
And the emotional. Where am I emotionally?
A lot of people are out there riding that emotional roller coaster. They're allowing their lives and the situations in their lives to take them for a ride.
Yes.
They're doing loops and circles and, you know.
And then let's take an example. Time. How am I spending my time? Am I sitting in front of the TV for 6 hours a day?
Sure.
Watching what?
I would love to do that.
And then, you know, some people say, well, I'm learning how to cook. Well, are you taking the time to actually cook or just watch it?
Right.
I'm watching fitness. Yeah, but are you doing the fitness with them or just watching?
Oh, so I got the P90X disc set, you know, back when they first came out. And I watched that thing for a month and I never lost a pound.
You need to get up with it. But, you know, things like, I've seen people play video games that get so angry that they destroy things. Is this uplifting you or destroying you?
Right, right.
Oh, I need to know what's going on out there. You watch all the news and it's killing you.
Right. Yeah, you're so worried and stressed out over everything that's going on in the world.
So let's replace it with things that are uplifting.
Scripture,
things that are going to bring peace and joy. Take time walking with people.
Healthy activities.
Yes.
All that good stuff.
So
that's really good.
Let's start right now.
Sure.
Just little steps at a time. We can do it.
Make the tweaks.
Yes. In Jesus' name,
you
can
better
do
weeks.
Everything with Jesus.
Hey, guys. We hope you enjoyed the program today, and we will see you tomorrow at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.